This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan described their first face-to-face talks on Monday as heads of state as productive, but did not announce any major breakthroughs in the relationship between the two countries. Biden told reporters after their meeting on Monday on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Brussels that the talks were positive and productive, and he was confident we'll make real progress with Turkey. Erdogan characterized the talks as productive and sincere. He continued, "We think there are no issues between U.S. and Turkey relationship that are unsolvable and that areas of cooperation for us are richer and larger than problems." The talks come at a time when the two NATO allies are at odds over a number of issues, including Syria, Libya, and the sale of Russian weapons to Turkey. The United States sanctioned Turkey in December over its purchase of a Russian weapons system and recently criticized human rights abuses in Turkey. Turkey has called for the United States to end its support for Syrian Kurdish fighters, which Turkey says are linked to the Kurdish insurgency in Turkey. The 30 member states of NATO ended their Monday summit in Brussels, reaffirming the military alliance with a strong statement against Russia and, to a lesser degree, China. Both countries were called out as, quote, challenges to the rules-based international order. In their final communique, the NATO leaders agreed to open a new chapter in transatlantic relations as they face what they termed increasingly complex security environments. The final document included recognition of a more assertive Russia and a more brutal form of terrorism, as well as ongoing global instability, increasing cyber threats, new technologies, pandemics, and climate change. This is VOA News.